Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your God-given power. I'm your host, Yael Rose. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome all my new and old listeners to Season 5, Episode 9 of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast. Welcome back to our cozy corner of the podcast world. I'm your host, Yael Rose. In today's show, I'll go over some helpful sleep cues you can begin to incorporate in your sleep routine to get enough rest. I want to thank anyone who has supported my books this year, whether that is Dear Father God Prayer Book or The Five Stages of Self-Love. I want to remind you to please leave a review on Amazon. So before we get started in today's episode, let's take the time to write a book review and share this podcast. I thank you for doing so. Greetings, everyone. We're so blessed to have made it to another week and experience some time together. This month has seemed to fly by, and we are halfway through November at the time of this recording and in full swing of the holiday season. Now, for me, this is a time to take stock of my glows and grows from this year while preparing and also praying for the next year. And I am encouraging you to not wait until next year to start becoming your ideal self. For many of us, our New Year checklist often involves our health, be it physical, mental, emotional, financial, and so forth. The best way to start is by arming yourself with information. So maybe you begin by reading books and listening to podcasts that help you during this holiday season. Maybe if you're traveling to visit family or friends or have holiday breaks from school or work, you can start to inform and implement better life choices. Regardless of where you start, something that will remain important is sleep. And my hope is that we can all find more time to sleep and recharge our bodies throughout our journey. It is said that we should get between 7 to 9 hours of sleep each day, though I know this is a challenge for some. But there are a few little things we can do to help our sleep-wake cycle. Our sleep-wake cycle includes our circadian rhythm and sleep homeostasis. Some of the most common advice for having good sleep include eating at least 3 hours before you sleep, cutting down or eliminating screen time before you sleep, not falling asleep with screens on via computer, TV, iPads, or phones, giving your body cues that it's time for sleep, like dimming the lights, playing calming soundscapes or instrumentals, showering and doing skincare, stretching, writing in your journal, reading, and you can add anything you presently do that helps you get to sleep more often. And to stay asleep, some experts suggest sleep masks. Now, I'm not a big fan of sleep masks, but I'm open to trying them again in the future. Let me know in the Q&A section what tips you have for getting a good night's sleep. And I've also included a list of items that you can use to help you get better sleep in the description. I'm sure there's at least one item you have not yet tried, and I'm excited for you to take a look. I'll leave you with this prayer for rest from Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers. A night prayer for rest. Dear Father God, I thank you for your mercy and guidance. Order my steps according to your word. Surround me with worship and love. Forgive my failures and grant me rest and joy. In your presence, I find restoration and peace. I pray for healing and protection for your people. With gratitude, I rest under your care. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bible verse. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 and 28. Now, when we come back, we will experience some powerful evening affirmations for sleep and a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. I'm so grateful to have this platform to grow alongside you on your self-love journey. And for moments when I need inspiration, my go-to is the prayer book, Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers. And I want to extend this prayer book to you. Find a quiet place to relax. I will present each affirmation with time in between to meditate, journal, or just breathe. I am deserving of a deep, restorative sleep and a refreshed spirit in the morning. I am deserving of a deep, restorative sleep and a refreshed spirit in the morning. With each breath, I release anxiety and embrace the confidence that comes from His unwavering love. each breath, I release anxiety and embrace the confidence that comes from His unwavering love. With confidence, I release all tension, allowing peaceful sleep to embrace me. With confidence, I release all tension, allowing peaceful sleep to embrace me. As I close my eyes, I release my concerns, knowing that God watches over me with love and confidence in His perfect plan for my life. As I close my eyes, I release my concerns, knowing that God watches over me with love and confidence in His perfect plan for my life. its peace surrounds me like a comforting blanket. God's peace surrounds me like a comforting blanket. Promises are my bedtime lullabies. With each word, I build my confidence in His faithfulness. God's promises are my bedtime lullabies. With each word, I build my confidence in His faithfulness. I am sleeping soundly and will wake with renewed strength. I am sleeping soundly and will wake with renewed strength.
Thank you.
God's peace guides my mind as I sleep. I trust in His wisdom and guidance. God's peace guides my mind as I sleep. I trust in His guidance. I awake with confidence to face the challenges of a new day, knowing He is with me every step of the way. I awake with confidence to face the challenges of a new day, knowing He is with me every step of the way. You can stay here for a few more moments or drift off into sleep. Be well. Thank you for being a listener. This season, if you've taken the quiz, read the book, and listened to the podcast, and still have specific questions, you can always email me. And if we both agree coaching is needed, I can make this available to you. Just as a reminder, we have the 5 Stages of Self-Love book available on Amazon right now. Now stick around for a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Thank you for sticking around for this week's journal writing prompt. As always, support the podcast by sharing, writing reviews, or getting your copy of the books for yourself or someone else. Here is today's journal writing prompt. Answer. Take some time to write about who your ideal self is in 2024. Don't forget to include your ideal sleep schedule. Next, answer. What can you start to do today to be this person? Happy journaling. to this Season 5 episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I appreciate you listening. Please support this podcast by sharing it, liking, and leaving a review. Take the 5 stages of self-love quiz on my website and get the 5 stages of self-love book available on Amazon right now. You can support via Cash App, follow me on social media, and share episode requests. For all advice, coaching, sponsorships, and other inquiries, email me at hello@iamandrose.com. All the links are down in the description. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.